Hare Krishna. If we do what we can, Krishna empowers us to do what we can't. The relationship between human will and divine will is symbiotic. Devotion is sometimes thought of as passive and inducing further passivity. That you do nothing except just chant the names of God and you don't do anything practical. However, that is a misconception of devotion. Yes, we do chant the names of God, we do worship God, but the purpose of that is to connect our heart with God, to link us with the omnipotent divine energy of God. And by that energy, we devotees want to do lots of things, not for their own personal glory, but for Krishna's glory. So we see in the Ramayana the example of Hanuman, who did superlative things in the service of Ram. And in the Mahabharata we see Arjuna, who was the world's greatest archer. And he fought an archery for the service of the Lord. And so he was devoted to Krishna, but along with his devotion to Krishna, or rather because of his devotion to Krishna, he used all his energy for not just devoting himself to Krishna in the sense of not doing anything practical in the world, but rather doing the most valuable thing in this world by countering antisocial elements and establishing the rule of virtue. So when he was going to face the Kurukshetra war, he was going to face formidable enemies, and not just one or two of them, but an entire galaxy of formidable enemies who were practically undefeatable. And he had done all he could. In the Mahabharata previously it is described that how he did austerities to gain weapons, how he practiced tirelessly to gain expertise in archery, and along with he did all that he could. And when he did all that he could, the Kurukshetra war demonstrates how when things were beyond his capacity, Krishna helped him. When he wanted to kill Jayadratha, at that time he was supposed to kill him before sunset, and he was not able to do so because the whole Kaurava army was arranged to stop him from reaching Jayadratha. And although he came very close, but still he remained unable to reach Jayadratha. So what did Krishna do at that time? Krishna enabled Arjuna to complete that last lap by covering the sun. And then he told him to shoot. And just when he was about to shoot, he removed the covering on the sun, and thus he was able to shoot. So now, if we see that Krishna was going to do this was not known to Arjuna. Similarly, we may not know when we are striving in this, striving to do something, how God is going to empower us to do something. But if we are striving for in the right cause, in the service of God, then we should know that eventually He will help us in His own time and His own mysterious ways. Now Krishna assures Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita that He is going to overcome His enemies. And in that list He also mentions, Bhishmam cha Dronam cha Jayadratham cha Sarvam tatha anyan api yodha veeran Maya hatam stvam jahima vitishtha yudhyasva jeta sirane sapatnan. So he says in 11.34 that all these great warriors, and he mentions Jayadratha also, that these are killed by my arrangement. Maya hatam stvam, by my arrangement they are killed. Jahima vitishtha yudhyasva jeta sirane sapatnan. Therefore Arjuna, rise and fight and you will gain victory. So but if we just think about our own abilities, then we may often feel that the odds are overwhelmingly against us and we may lose heart and not do the best that we can. But if we know that Krishna is with us, and then when we do what we can, then we can rest in the confidence that Krishna will empower us to do what we can't do. And thus, we'll be able to attain success in our service to Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.